Blog Talk Radio.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com. HQ.
Mike Cute. Bitch. go up and down.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
The man in the white,
Better. annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, icon Jack Mizrahi and icon Jay Manilo Blahnik. DJ, legendary Vonalore. Grand prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Set. Mini grand prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure. Two trophies. One cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Face. One trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure. Two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team frequent. One trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball. Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
Station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom all the time. This is where you can get the latest hottest tea, the hottest topics, and all the shade in the ballroom. It is Hot Topic Tuesdays. I'm waiting for the legendary Mother Divine Chanel to definitely call in here. I'm waiting for the iconic Father Rodney Prodigy to call in here. I'm also waiting for the icon Pioneer R.R. Chanel International to definitely press one and get up on our lines. And I'm also waiting for my girlfriend, Miss London, to call in here. I see Mother Divine is online, so let's definitely play her intro. Hey, Divine.
What's up? How is everyone?
And what's going on? Hold on. We have the pioneer icon, the founder of the House of Chanel International, Chanel.
What's up, Divine? What's up, Kelly? How's everybody in the
listening
room? I'm good.
What's
I'm looking forward to Tuesday night topics.
Hold on. We have the legendary, iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, is on the phone lines with us.
I now welcome you to the legendary house of iconic overall father, Prodigy. Rodney.
Welcome to the jungle, well.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
We're doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm good. Is my phone sound okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm having phone problems earlier. Who's on the line?
I'm here.
Hey, Rodney.
Divine and myself,
hey.
We're all on the line.
Okay.
I waited for Ms. London to hit me up on Facebook and tell me if she's calling in or, you know, what, tonight. But we are definitely here. We are definitely on the air. And I hear it's Hot Topic Tuesdays, and there's definitely a lot of hot topics that's circulating around the ballroom with the I'm going to say overall, because, you know, you always got to put co in front of it, because it's two. With the co overall father, Milan Manola Blahnik, it's just a lot going on with him on Hot Topic Tuesdays. I don't know, where should we start? Should I start with the iconic father, or should I start with the legendary mother? I don't know, but you know what, I gotta stop. It's always good to be a gentleman and a woman, so we're gonna definitely start with ladies as always first. So, mother.
Oh, baby. First off, honey, we're gonna talk about my legendary sister, honey, that threw me under the motherfucking bus yesterday, honey, kept trying to direct all those comments about the ball. Love is a message being sent. Because of me, or how I had adverse feelings for it, and that was definitely not the case, as we discovered yesterday. I just don't like being thrown under the bus, baby. Don't do me like that, Milan. I thought we were better than that, bitch. Don't do that. Entertainment or not, girl, let's be truthful. Entertainment, you're supposed to be truthful. When you're doing talk radio, you want to talk the truth. Don't throw me under the bus with your lies, girl. Don't do me that. That's not cute.
Okay.
And I don't appreciate it. And I won't stand for it. And as you've seen, and you got to stand corrected right in your spot. I love you to death, but don't do me, girl. Don't do me.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. Rodney, take it away, honey.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I was awakened yesterday because I was asleep for both shows.
Speak up loud. We can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Not loudly.
Hold on. I told you I was having. Does it sound better now or no?
You sound like you're next to a piece and don't want to wake them up.
No, I just got one word, but it's
no,
just
wait, hold on, y'all. Hold on, because our good girlfriend just hit me up on Facebook and she's ready. Hold on.
I come every time you come around my London Bridge. Wanna go down like
Mouse, European Vogue. Just the verb like a lady. Let me show you. Cut. Pussy.
Matty, you're supposed to Vogue like a lady. Stay in one spot.
Cut. Pussy.
It's that one.
Oh no, it's a chop. Box the chambers for you.
London, you're live on the air.
Hello, my lovely car.
What's going on?
Hey, London.
London, what's up?
Well, go ahead, mother, finish.
So, Divine, who tried to do you?
Oh, Milan, girl. Milan tried to throw me under the bus, honey, and publicly publicly create a scandal and make the people mad at me, honey, to make something seem as if it wasn't. Because, you know, they like to make me public enemy number one on the West Coast because my voice is a little louder than other girls, and it gets heard and things get done after I say something. But that's not really my fault. Blame it on the people. Don't blame it on me. Or don't get angry because maybe you can't move mountains as quick as I can.
You guys were such best friends like last week.
Are we cuties? That's my homegirl. We cool. We're not best friends. We homegirls though. That's my bitch. And at the end of the day, you have to love your friend. If you call somebody a friend, you accept them for the good and the bad. But that don't mean I'm not going to call you out on the bad, bitch. I love you to death, but you don't do me lies. You did some wrong shit yesterday.
I think she did that to get more ratings. That's it.
Well, you know what? I don't want to be used for an excuse for more ratings, honey. If you want more ratings, get interesting. Don't get lies.
Oh.
You know, right. So anyway.
Oh, my letter. Well, yeah, honey, hold on. Let me see. You know, I'm going to be nice tonight because, you know,
Not to mention, on top of that, honey, she was only upset because it was one of her friends who shindig, who she thought it wasn't even his shindig because he was attached his name to some shit and tried to attach his name to some shit or was helping these people do some shit that had nothing to do with ballroom, and you got mad because wasn't nobody accepting it and blamed it on me. Don't blame it on me, honey. All the legends would reject the fat bull. All the West Coast legends, the same girls that are running the city that you live in. So remember that. This is not the Midwest. This is not Chicago. And I don't know how Midwest law goes, but bitch, you can't use it here. This is the West, bitch. We do what the fuck we want to do.
I know that's right. Private caller, your life on the air.
Oh, you have brought me back on the air.
Yes, you're on the air. Play.
Being real nice tonight. But anyways, I called in before y'all got the shit started. I want to send a shout out to the House of Fella. And this is Stepmama Fella, a.k.a. Granny Tranny. And yeah, I'm going to send a shout out to my husband, Prince Fella, also known as her Nova Kane.
And this is Grandma. Is this grandma calling in?
Yeah. And baby, don't hang up on me.
She's honestly wasting my minute.
We haven't heard from you in such a long time, Grandma. Where have you been?
Well, you know, I've been at bingo the past couple of nights. Hell, you know, we in a depression. And now I got to get out and get me some extra pounds.
No,
you've
just been in the chamber.
Okay, Grandma, we're going to pitch you back on.
Have too much from Margaret Thatcher over there.
Oh, Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, but you can put me back on, huh? I'm still listening. Don't hang up on me, baby.
Oh, no. Why are you calling London Margaret Thatcher?
Sorry, baby.
Well, she always trying to be candy. Hey, she got me fucked up. She don't know. Who she fucking with, hey? Did I say this was Captain and Fella, hey, from the House of Fella?
Okay, Grandma, we're going to put you back on hold. If you got anything to say, you just feel free to press one, okay?
Well, thank you, Kelly.
Okay, the next caller we have is Alexis. Your life on the air. Baby, don't give me what the girls be doing on the other show. Your number came up on my board.
Just put me back on fucking hold, Michelle.
You don't have no opinion on what these girls are talking about?
Kelly, why do you... What's going on? I was trying to do something.
I am the shadiest femme queen in ballroom, but you are the shadiest bitch on Facebook.
What am I supposed to? I've said everything that I needed to say. At the end of the day, listen. At the end of the day, the scores are the scores. You have the three of the control set of the face divas. So I mean, it is what it is.
Right out here, we all go.
Why is this shit even going back and forth?
Well, we're going to pitch you back on hold. When you have something that you want to say, you feel free to press one of you now. We will definitely bring you back on. Okay. Okay. Well, Rodney, are you ready, Rodney? Are you ready, Father?
I mean, if my phone is going to be stable enough, then you guys hear what I'm saying now?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Divine, you hear what I'm saying?
Go for it.
Okay. Well, on yesterday, I was, you know, a piece of a buddy system type of judging, or as Milan say, when myself or James or Kelly on the panel together, one of our houses are going to win, which I think is just a crock of shit, because it was apparent And I'm gonna start like a month ago. You and Jasmine had a you know, a little beef with Milan and Camaro, whatever the case may be. We went to a ball. James and yourself was on the team. I walked against the Blahnik, even though you and Milan still had issues. You broke the tie, Kelly, for me and the Blahnik, and you voted for the Blahnik. You haven't heard Milan say anything about that. You haven't heard none of them say anything about that. You voted over your girlfriend for their house number. So now all of a sudden, when we all on the panel, one of our houses is going to win. But she's not. Blahnik is not one of our houses. So if you're not coming to the ball, or you're hearing hearsay from your girlfriend, or you're dealing with whatever, don't come with that if you don't come with facts. At all. So I don't understand the shade or the negative comments towards us being on panels. They put us on panels because we're more truth when we're judging, or we tell the people what it is that they're lacking or didn't bring. That's why I always have a flyer with me. And I was on Facebook the entire time looking at the categories, how they actually was written, because the promoter did not have adequate information for us to look at. Secondly, I find it ironic that James and I were on the panel in Chicago when there was a two-part category for sex violence. The best dressed part, which we voted for Milan every time, so all of a sudden now she's not a winner when James and I was on the panel. Kelly, were you on that panel as well?
Yes, I was.
Okay, so Milan won with all three of us on the panel, but now she's saying again. She said to walk when we're on the panel because she knows that we're going to show her city or the winner of her house is going to win. But she won. So now you're lost. I'm lost again. So y'all can help me with this. Okay? And clearly, for the sixth time for us, she still got to the final battle, but we still had to vote for her again. She lost to a prodigy. He was sexy. He was selling sex at that time. So he won over her. And it wasn't the girlfriend, because I didn't even get a chance to vote. So, again, I'm lost and confused. You won over a couple of people, Milan, that I felt in my heart from being a judge that you should have won over. So, but that's no here nor there. So, should I ridicule or say all those girlfriends of yours because they let you win over everybody? You win some, you lose some. See, it so happens that you didn't. You lost to my house member, which was a formidable competitor, Rio Prodigy, grand prize $1,000.
And we was also, all of us was also on the panel in North Carolina when he walked for the 1500 and made it to the final battle.
Well, no, that was, he made it to the final battle. It was a whole bunch of, oh, yeah, you was on the panel. It was you, because it was the Film Queen panel, all the Film Queens, which they know Milan caters to the girls. He, you know what I'm saying? Those are his friends. So we can say, Milan, you had a girlfriend panel that night, so should I read all the Film Queens that were on that panel? And say, oh, the fuck, if it's a whole simply panel with Simply and everybody else on the panel, I don't want my kids walk because I feel like they're going to be scared. That's a bunch of rules. That's a bunch of clock. That's a bunch of shit. You lost to Elliot. I mean, you won over Elliot, which I was like, I guess at that time. And then in North Carolina, you won over Diesel. So we win some, we lose some. We went over battles that you shouldn't win, and we lose some that we should. But that's just ballroom. So for you to say that you're in, so you can discover for our sister win or for one of us win, I think that's just bullshit. If you don't feel confident in yourself that we're on the panel, that you're not going to bring it, or you're going to slack off, then you shouldn't walk. But don't say that your house, you stood for your house. Your house has nothing to do with the Milan. This is about you. So stick with yourself. You're always craving for attention. Tonight, this happens to be your night. This is go Milan. This is attention from Milan. We're giving you what you want tonight. And then we're going to talk about the mini ball for a little while. We'll talk about mini ball wins. Kelly won over at a mini ball. Kelly won over Cece at a mini ball. So on yesterday, they were like, oh, well, it was just a mini ball. But you both were on the floor. You both walked. So it was still a mini ball when you walked out there for your 10. It's still a mini ball in Atlanta, but you won that part then. As long as I do believe, you won $1,000 in Atlanta at a mini ball, too. So should we deflate some of that resume of yours because it was a mini ball and you won $1,000? If Kelly won $500 at a mini ball, it should be the same equivalent to your win at a mini ball.
It's
not just attacking and attacking and attacking, but then when it's in your corner or the shoes on your foot, it's a different story.
Yeah, I know, you know. Everybody else that wins these $500 at Mini Balls, you know, it's not considered. It's a great win, and everybody is hooraying for them. But when Kelly wins over a girl at a Mini Ball for $500, it's, you know, it's incredible. They feel they was being punked.
Right, and I told Milan this. I said with Milan being in several houses, she has the ultimate. You know, the ultimate beneficial of some wins, because most of the houses that she's been in, Milan, Foray, Chanel twice, Blondie twice, Ebony, Bartol, Del Agua, Overdose. I mean, all those houses, some kind of way, those are girlfriends too to you. So you have the ultimate girlfriend on the bench. So now I'm confused. Again, and to piggyback on the Miami thing, if all the girls were stopped initially and then brought back from the promoter, so the judges feel like they were disrespected, they're going to give it to the person who originally got pinned from the beginning. And also, Kelly, you did walk rooms that night as well, right?
Yeah, I did. I
assume that you were a double winner then.
No, I only won the 500 for the face category.
Oh, okay. And I wonder, we was the same judges panel up there, so I wonder what happened with that ball, with that category.
I don't know. Milan, if you're out there, because I know he listens to the show, and I know he's listening to the show. Milan, if you're out there and you're listening to the show, or any Blonix is out there listening to the show, can y'all please tell Father to call in? Call Father to call in here. We would love to hear his opinion on all of these things. Or do
and
we
I
have
to
wait?
Something else. I want to touch on something else. James being on a panel is definitely not a plus for me. James, to me, is like a steward. If he see me, he will. If he don't, he won't. James has voted over me several times at a ball. So we still go to the ball together. We still leave the ball together. We still go to the safe house to eat together. Whether he won or voted over me or not. But just to be at those balls and not give you the information from other people that go to balls and give you the information so to make your show or to make you get the information newsworthy, you should be there to see what happens. But that night, James and Kelly voted over me in Ohio. James has voted over me in Chicago. James voted over me anywhere. But it just happens that other people see it, and those are not my girlfriends. I don't know these people. I don't converse with these people on a daily basis. So I'm not understanding your rationale. If you're judging, if who's judging, if a major issue with you, maybe it's time for you to just be overall head father and not walk. Concentrate on preparing your kids to battle, so you won't be the only sore loser in the situation. And that's how I look at that situation. And since we're critiquing everybody, I'm going to go into this iconic status sabbatical with you. When it's time to be icon or acknowledged, because, you know, I don't use the word genius, when it's time for you to be acknowledged an icon, the powers that be will do it. I love you. You know I do. We do. We go out together, Milan. We travel together. We meet at the club, VIP, everything. But to you feel like you have an opinion, I definitely have mine, and I'm definitely going to voice it. And that's what I'm doing tonight on what I consider myself. So, with that being said, when you do certain things, people have acknowledged you, Milan. You are a listener. You are everything. You are that. You are that. But when you downplay, when you, you know, excel with your, I can't even get the words out right now. I'm just so emotional right now. When your success is downplayed by using someone else's failure or someone else's best, it doesn't make you look good at all. It makes you look like the bad guy, and that's not iconic. We know you was in the Midwest. We know you threw balls before Tayana and Ayana and Marco and everybody else. You had successful balls. You also had some failures. So, and they evened out. It wasn't the successes overpowered the failures. The failures are memorable. So you have some moments. And they could see on the legacy that you have, but you downplay with, oh, they never had this many people at that ball. Oh, they never had this. Oh, they didn't do this. That's not good up in where you came from, and you wonder why the Midwest don't support the show. I don't know what you call in. They call it our show because you give them a voice. You don't put them on mute because they're not agreeing with what we have to say, with what Kelly have to say, what Lundy have to say. They have a voice. We listen to it, and then we debate the issue that is presented to us. That's what a journalist does. So when you call it, use it properly. Also, on Facebook, all this going back and forth with a little boy because you were arguing about a Trayvon Martin issue. And you're telling him to be dirty, good work, is honest. That's not iconic at all. So if we have discussed you in the past, it is put on the back burner because of actions like this. We know you have a, we know you're in the entertainment industry. We know you're making a little change. We know you're doing well. You don't care how much your checks are. You don't care if you want to send us a picture of how much you're passing your check for. You don't care. We all have money. We're all doing our thing. We live within our means. That's not iconic. So I'm done for now. I just want to get that out. You know, I know my sister's going to attack me later. I hope I don't get a video about me. You know, it is what it is. So, you know, I still love you at the end of the day. But I felt like since you voiced your opinion on the issue, I felt like it was my time to do the same. So, all right. The floor is yours.
Is with us? Hello, Divine,
Did you mute everybody, Kelly?
No, everybody.
I'm here. I muted my thing because I know y'all be hearing my background. I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Are you there? London, are you there? I don't know where R.R. London went. They disappeared or me, honey. So, Divine, what is your opinion on everything that Rodney just had to say?
I agree. I think that Milan just likes to stir it on the show and find things to talk about just so people can be like, ooh, and ah. So I guess that is entertainment at the end of the day. That's what the show is about. It's about, you know, whether it's fictional or not. It's about creating something that people are actually interested in. So, I mean, if you make the fantasy right, people will find interest in it, I guess. But at the end of the day, let's be I feel it's better to be truthful because, you know, you don't know whose character you can be defamating at the end of all of this. And, you know, it's not really cute.
I think what I just presented was all facts.
I just don't understand. This is my thing with everybody. I don't understand how people that don't go to these balls and how they want to recap your balls. Like, I think all the time, if I'm not at a ball, I don't have no opinion on it. I don't listen to what Rodney or yourself say about the balls. And then I'll take and just seat in, you know, with a little bit like that. But how you have a whole cast of people and nobody that needs balls, but everybody has a fucking opinion? It kills me. So, I don't know. But if we have any callers that would like to come on and address any of the topics that we have here tonight, feel free to definitely press 1. The phone lines are definitely open. If y'all don't press 1 and y'all sit here, Rodney and Divine address what they needed to address. We'll definitely get up out of here, honey, and I can go back and enjoy my trip to Florida with my sister, Ernie. So I'm going to give you girls a few minutes. I'm going to play a commercial break. And after I play my commercial break, I'm going to come back and I'm going to see if we have any callers. Hold on.
The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012. Doors open at 5 p.m. Admission $30 all night. Location, Symphony Ballroom at the Blake Hotel, Uptown, Charlotte, North Carolina. Commentators, Icon Jack Mizrahi and Icon J. Manila Blahnik. DJ
Legendary Vonalore, Grand Prize, $1,500. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen Vogue Fest, Mini Grand Prize, $500. Butch Queen European Runway. Categories include male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Segment, one trophy, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, foot and eye. Male figure versus female figure, two trophies, one cash prize of $250. Open to all, team treatment, one trophy, one cash award of $300. And 13 other $100 categories. The 4th Annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, May 5th, 2012, Charlotte, North Carolina. See you there.
To you girls in the chat room, don't feel it on my motherfucking time, honey. This bill is always paid, and it's always paid on motherfucking time. Don't send for me, because I didn't come to you, okay? Bitch. Well, we don't have any more callers. Y'all girls want to sit here and y'all want to play around. I'm on vacation, honey, and I don't have time to sit here and play around with you girls, honey. Okay, hold on. Oh, okay, well, whatever. I don't care, honey. I don't care what they say. Honey, Divine, can you please tell the girls goodnight? Oh, wait, hold on, we have a caller. 415-564, you're live on the air.
Yeah, y'all know I had to call and give a shout out, you know what I'm saying, to my Valentino and my West Coast.
Oh,
what it do?
God.
Don't call the Lord. Stop doing that. Y'all make me feel bad when y'all do that.
What's up, Lee?
What's up? What it do? Where Divine at?
I'm right here. What's up, Lee? How are you, baby?
How you doing, boo?
I'm good. I'm sitting here. No, I got some shit. I'm sitting here looking at this motherfucking shit on Facebook getting pissed. Well, the girl keep talking about she didn't get her $1,500 in Vegas. But, bitch, you left the stage without counting your coins. So who fault is that? And then you're going to wait till 2 and 3 days later to say something about it? And we're supposed to believe you on that? If you would have counted that money out and said, oh, this is only $1,100 right there in front of us, on that stage, bitch, I would have got you that other $400.
Well, that's definitely how you do that. You feel me?
Wow,
I mean, I know, like, dealing with you personally every time. I mean, hold on. Damn, y'all got somebody calling in talking. I know personally dealing with you, Divine, every time, you know what I'm saying, there's been some money involved, you've been on point. So I can't say that's correct. You feel me?
Right.
And
so
I don't know
what to say about that because I wasn't handing out the envelopes, but had I been or had it been brought to my attention at the ball, I would have corrected it. But, bitch, don't come in calling or saying something, no, 2 or 3 days later, talking about I only got $1,100, and it's 4 days after the ball or 2 days after the ball, bitch, or you already left the venue. We don't know what you did. What
yeah,
your
that's
homegirl
a rap
did?
Right there.
Your little house could have clipped you, girl. You know the girls are thirsty. We don't know what's going to happen to that money.
Well, I
don't
know. I
put
got
on
my
the
money.
Let me tell you something, honey. Tempted to Touch Joe has too much motherfucking money to be worried about $400
That's who was passing out the money?
Girl, please, this man is a fucking millionaire. Get yourself together. And learn,
wow.
And learn how to walk balls and accept money, bitch. You should have counted it first. Just like when you go to a store, you can't walk out the store and come back in talking about you didn't give me all my change. Well, bitch, you should have counted it at the register.
Well, yeah, be sure to count your money for me and my brother Jeezy because we don't play. But, yeah, I just wanted to call and holler at y'all. Y'all have a good evening.
Bitch, Kelly, if you get a motherfucking grand prize, ain't you going to count the money?
Oh, well, when I got my money on Saturday, I counted my money and I only had
$400. Right? Did you walk off? So, bitch, if it was $400, you would have said something right there and not waited until you got home or left the ball,
baby,
right?
I was on my way, and I took the money, and I was about to put it in my bra, and Nikki Couture gave the very, no, mother, count your money. I counted it. I said, oh, no, it's $400. It's supposed to be $5. They took me in the back. I got my other $100.
Right.
Shit. The girls kill me, and that just relates to, like, girl, how do you walk away? That's just like going to the check cashing place and you cash your check and you don't count your money before you leave the counter. Who does that?
You're still waiting. I told her, don't hold her breath.
Nah, that's what I
basically
went in there and told her, tough kitty, Miss Kitty. I don't give a fuck.
Bitch, this is a whole other month. That ball was March 25th. It's April 17th. We're worried about taxes, honey.
What
how about that? Bro, what you say? You know the word about the coin for it anyway, bitch. You didn't do never did for anything for it, girl. It's ballerina's money. Why you on here going left about it, girl? Go sit down. Take some gel and slick that hair back and go sit the fuck back down.
Oh, whoever that is that's giving much, why don't you call in? Make the show hot.
Girl, okay. Yes, little me, still getting on my motherfucking nerves with this shit, bitch, because you know anything I throw always goes through and I give away all the cash. I don't have time for the riff-raff. Funny things, this type of shit never even came up till we started dealing with these type of girls. Catch it.
Oh, and to all you girls that's going to be in North Carolina in 2 weeks, the VIP and guest list closes at 8 o'clock, and the ball will start at 8 o'clock on time. So y'all better be there on time, honey, or you will gag, honey. Okay. But I don't know what's going on with you girls. Y'all girls want to sit here, and y'all girls want to play games tonight. Nobody has time to play games tonight. Oh, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
The girls want to sit, and the girls want to play games tonight. You know, I'm on vacation, honey. I'm enjoying my vacation. I don't get back to New York until next week, Monday, honey, and I'm enjoying my vacation. I don't have time to sit here and play games with the girls tonight. Okay? Baby, I came all the way in from Universal Studios to do the radio show, and the girls want to sit here and play games. I could have still been at the studio. Honey, and everybody just want to sit here. Me, Devon, and Rodney can do have our own personal conversation on the phone together, and Kiki and everything. Baby,
Rodney, let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
What makes you think that an individual who has so much history with you, they would actually be so facetious as to start, you know, a rumor of such sorts? I mean, why would people who are supposed to be in your inner circle,
y'all hold on for a minute,
like throw shade? I just don't get the inner circle thing. If somebody's your friend, they're your friend. It's one thing for somebody not to pick you for a category, but for someone to write outside and read you, I don't get it.
Hello.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I don't understand it either. I mean, I get it.
What happened with Harold? You said something happened with Harold.
No. When?
When you was on the phone last night, you told Harold that you was going to go back to the archives?
No. Harold was just a representative of the show I was just speaking out loud. He wasn't nothing to work
on. Oh, okay. Well, do you think that Milan meant that as being shady, or was just something that he felt?
It might be a little bit of both. She said she's here for her house and all that type of stuff. So I guess I'm a parent. But, you know, the ball that we really, really judging is not much of Lonnie's presence there, you know, saying to be afraid of what I might do. I judge balls everywhere, without James, with Kelly, all of them. So, you know, it was just like a cop out to me. If you don't win, you don't win.
Most of the balls that he was winning at, wasn't he walking as a 007?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's even more of a plus for him, because 9 out of 10 times when you're 007, you have to bring it even harder than someone who's in a house, because the panel that's on up there is people who are usually going for their house members.
Right.
You know, so...
And like we said, you know, Kelly won over, you know, Tempers, she went over Tuesday, whatever, she was making a big deal out of it. Milan has won over, Jimmy Zoom has won over, Elliot, different people like that. And people think they're like, you know, the stuff that's coming in the ballroom thing, but no one makes a big mockery out of it. I've lost balls, this is why I never thought I would lose balls ever in my life. But I've never read those people or did anything. I just look the next ball and walk.
As they say, it makes me want to come back. Like, what's his name? The Pendarvis. Tim Pendarvis says it makes me want to come back and get them. You know?
No.
That's all it really boils down to. That's what you call competitiveness. You know, everybody's not going to have a good night. Trust me. Everybody's
not
going to have a good night. And every girl's trying to...
They know that I am most likely a stick. I mean, every once in a while, everybody slips to the lack of justice judging. But for the majority of the time,
everybody else goes there for Leslie when she wanna leave.
Yeah, I'm about to say,
fuck out of here.
Also, Leslie, when she, when y'all tell her leave?
Alexis, you okay, sweetie?
Hold on, hold on. Keisha, you're live on the air.
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
Hey, Keisha.
Hi, Keisha. How are
since
you?
Nobody wants to call, since everybody's so bored, I'm going to make it hot. I'm going to put some of you on, not on blast, but I just want to ask a couple of questions, and I want to see what the response is going to be. The first question is I have for Kelly. Kelly, when Jasmine's on a panel, has she always voted for you, and has she ever voted against you? And if she did you take it as shade on the real?
Jasmine ever voted over me? I think Jasmine was on a panel before, and I think Jasmine has voted over me before. I didn't take it as shade. That's how I take it.
So she has voted over you? So,
yes.
Kelly, from house member to house member, you didn't take it as shade on a low that she didn't vote over you because of the fact she's in your house? Just keep it real.
I don't take it as shade. First of all, you should never take it as shade when somebody in your house vote over you. That's their opinion. And you should find out after the fact exactly why they voted over you. Don't take it as shade like, oh, I want to leave the house because this person voted over. Find out exactly why they voted over you.
Well, I don't mean, maybe I'm using the wrong terminology. I'm ballroom politics. I'm sorry. Ballroom politics. Because I think in the ballroom scene, I say 90% of the time when your house member is walking and you guys have a very close relationship, 95% of the time they're going to give it to you because they don't want no repercussions or they don't want no indirect shade amongst each other. Would you agree or disagree on that?
A lot of people vote for people in their house because they think, oh, if I don't vote for my house member, they're going to take it as shade.
Right.
If I don't vote for my house member, they're going to leave the house. But you shouldn't get mad. You should want to know why your house member voted over you and make it better when you come back out the next time.
And my other question is, Kelly, have you ever, when Milan has walked and you've been on the panel, have you ever voted for Milan or you always voted against him?
I voted for Milan before.
Oh, you have?
Yes, I have voted for Milan. I have voted for Milan plenty of times, sonny.
Oh.
You didn't sound too pleased with that answer, Keisha.
Huh?
You said, oh, like you wasn't pleased with that answer.
Oh, and also, and Keisha, and not to, you know, not to bring up, you know, thing, but it's just the same thing, the same fact as when Amaya walked for the $5,000 and she was a Mizrahi and Jasmine was a Mizrahi and Jasmine had to break the tie between her and Raquel. Jasmine picked Raquel for the $7,500.
Ooh.
And Jasmine picked Raquel, and Amaya was a Mizrahi, and Jasmine was overall mother, Mizrahi.
Rodney, you're next. Have you ever voted with Kelly's walking? Have you ever voted over Kelly?
I just voted over Kelly yesterday at the ball.
You voted over Kelly?
Yes.
Why?
Yes. Because he thought the extravaganza was realer to me.
Exactly.
Rodney has shocked me. Rodney has
shocked
me.
Was Fem Queen realness?
Yes, it was Fem Queen realness. Let me tell you, this is what everybody feels to realize, okay? Everybody says, oh, Kelly, Rodney, and James, those are automatically three votes for those houses because Kelly, Rodney, and James, they travel together, they move, and they shake together. No, it's not like that, bitch. We went in Chicago together. We chilled and played cards and everything together in motherfucking Chicago years ago, bitch. I came to the motherfucking ball, bitch, and Rodney chopped me for face. Because I had a bump on my face. And we was just together in the hotel room.
And that's why he chopped you, because he saw it in the hotel room.
But see, everybody always just sees what they see, because that's what gave you. They don't there and go to all the bars and I'll see what we get. And like I said, James and Kelly voted against me for the money in Ohio like a month ago for Adronic.
Yes, and mind you, and this is at the, and this is when the beef was really strong between me and Milan, and it was $250, and I had to break the tie. It was Rodney versus Adronic, the last battle, and I picked Adronic out. And I was in the, and the Blondes was throwing me total shade.
Well,
I could have picked Rodney. I could have picked Rodney. We came to the ball together and everything. I could have picked Rodney, but I picked the person that I thought should have won. And then these girls want to sit here and they want to try to make other things out of things when it's nothing.
But my point of this conversation is, to those of you out in the scene, as you can see, that the Icons and Legends on this show, they give it to the person who well deserves it. It's not no girlfriend, boyfriend, girlfriend type of ball. It's no ballroom politics. They give it to the person who well deserved it. So for those of you, especially on Milan's show, who think it's always shade with certain people, now you see, you heard it from them.
That's just the girls. That's just the girls and they bullshit. That's what that is. It's just crazy.
Yes, I'm here.
You are quiet. Come on, think of something. Because Kelly's about to end the show if you don't say nothing. Make up something.
Yes.
This is for you. She wanted to come on the show, but she kind of told her not to. But she feels as if when you brought the issue about, I don't know if you read it. I think Kelly read it last night about Jasmine read it about the Sex Fifth Avenue or some Queen Realness.
Uh-huh.
Remember, and you said, and you called her a he.
Y'all blew that out of proportion.
No, she felt some. I mean, she felt like, why would RR disrespect me like that when I never did anything? I just felt like she just hated me, so I was just.
No, I wasn't trying to be disrespectful. When I said he, it was just a terminology of speech. It wasn't like I was saying he, she, or whatever.
Yeah. Film queen, the category was film queen realness. So you automatically knew that it was a female figure. But she said, the way you said it to everybody on the show, it did come off. Whether you say it didn't, I can only take your word for it. But it didn't come off as if.
Where she felt I was being, she felt I was being shady towards her sexuality, her gender. Well, I apologize if you felt that, because I would never do anything of that nature. I really wouldn't. But if she wants to come on, she can come on, and I'll apologize to her in person. It's not a problem, because I don't really think that that's something that I would actually do, you know, just to be shady. It wouldn't happen. It was just a slip of a word, probably.
Well, you heard the Pioneer Icon. If you're listening,
I have no problem apologizing for something that may be an injustice to someone, and I feel like I may have said it in jest. But if it's something that I said and I felt like it's something I wanted to say, I'm not going to apologize to nobody. But in that incident, yes, I owe you an apology. I didn't mean to say it. You know that you were a male figure and disrespect your female figure status. And if I did, I'm very sorry. That's something I wouldn't do to you. Now, as far as the category was concerned that night, I probably just didn't see it.
Am I still on?
Yeah.
Speaking of gender, how do you guys feel? The Miss Universe this year, there's some controversy because I think Miss Canada? One of the countries, she's a transsexual. And there's been a lot of controversy because I think she had a sex change. So by her having a sex change, does that qualify her or disqualify her to compete in the Miss Universe pageant? What do you guys think about that?
They already settled that. She's allowed. If she goes through the prelims, if she gets through, that she's going to be allowed to enter the contest. But my opinion on it is that they're not going to let her. She's not even going to qualify. They're not even going to let her qualify. She's going to go let her go through and everything, and she's not going to make it.
I think that, first of all, they're not respecting her process.
Right.
And everybody should have did their research before they allowed her to become a contestant. And once she became a contestant and she went as far as she did, there was no way in the world that they should have, like, turned her around, because at that point she had qualified for everything that they wanted her to qualify for. So, I mean, they didn't stop the president from being president when they found out he got his dick sucked by Monica Lewinsky, did they?
Well, me, frankly, I think it's a lawsuit.
Hold on, Keisha. Because, you know, I'm not friends with Milan co-father Blahnik on Facebook, but, you know, everything, I get to everything. I keep telling the girls I'm mother gossip. I don't get to miss a beat, miss thing. Milan, we're telling you to call into the show because you listen to this little show, and that you feel that, you know, that you don't want to call into the show because, you know, you want to wait until Monday so you can have control and hang up on people and all types of things. And we don't need you to get ratings, bitch. You want us to get ratings, bitch, okay? That's why my name, my co-host name, and everybody in Ballroom that y'all think that y'all want to talk about, y'all use them so y'all can have people call in, mistake, and y'all have to sit here and yourself, and there's no shade to anybody, so nobody takes it as shade, but I'm going to address the people that post for Milan's show, okay? You have to have Vicky Gotti, yourself, Harold, and everybody posting every motherfucking chat room on everybody's timeline about your motherfucking show. Your motherfucking show is a non-motherfucking factor to me, motherfucking faggot, okay? Bitch, because I don't post anything about this motherfucking show at all anymore, because the girls already know what time this show comes on. They know what time it starts. They know when I'm going to come on the air and everything. I don't have to advertise this motherfucking show. It advertised itself for many motherfucking years. So you and all your motherfucking flunkies, and there's no shade to none of y'all girls, y'all keep advertising and doing the things that y'all doing because y'all falling behind me. Y'all sucking up on my motherfucking ass, bitch. Keep it cute, mistake. Tom started this, bitch. I took it to another motherfucking level, and every other bitch that came behind me has motherfucking filled even your first show that you had with you and Jack, and he didn't come on when you was begging Sanaya that you would pay her to come and be a part of your show. Pay Jack to be a part of your show. You have to pay bitches to be a part of your show. I don't pay anybody to be a part of this show. They are part of this show because they want to be a part of this show. So faggot, keep it cute. Nobody needs your motherfucking nasty motherfucking ass for motherfucking ratings. Please go back to motherfucking Chicago, Miss Thing, and do the girls' returns for $25 and sleep on bitches' motherfucking floor. You nasty motherfucking faggot. Don't send for me because I'm not coming for you.
Oh.
Well, for somebody who wasn't coming for somebody, you truly drove up to the front of his house.
Baby, I'm just so tired of the girls want to be posting shit in they little motherfucking rooms and all types of shit, Miss Thing, with the girl, bitch, please, Miss Thing, girl. I'm just gagging. A bitch really has something to motherfucking say, and a bitch have a motherfucking opinion, Miss Thing. Bitch, you should have no opinion about anybody's motherfucking show or comment on anybody's show or trying to come for anybody that has put a motherfucking step in this motherfucking blog talk shit, bitch. I've been here for 4 years on this number. We're not even going to talk about the year that we was here on Tom's motherfucking number. And then you want to sit here and you want to come for me, bitch? How the fuck dare you, Miss Thing? That's like a bitch coming for motherfucking Oprah Winfrey, bitch. And they just motherfucking started, bitch. I'm motherfucking Oprah Winfrey, bitch. You're Jerry Springer, bitch. You need to get to where the fuck I'm at.
She's Tempest Bledsoe.
Yeah. Honey, I'm riled up. Now I'm ready, Miss Thing. Now you need to call in here so I can get some more ratings so I can read you.
Kelly, I have another question.
He ain't gonna get muted if he call in here, Miss Thing. We're not gonna do you like you did the caller last night when they called in and they said Tempest. Then Kelly went face over you and they was giving it to Tempest and y'all muted the motherfucking caller, Miss Thing. Ain't that the same reason why you started your show? Because every time somebody calls in here, they get muted and stuff, but y'all sure got that caller muted. Y'all sure cut Alexis off when Alexis was defending Kelly. Like, what the fuck? Y'all doing the same thing that y'all said that happened over here. The girls got motherfucking nerves, Miss Thing. Y'all can never. Y'all can never. You know why? And you know why? And I'm going to be 100% honest with you. I'm going to be 100% honest with everybody that's on the phone live and everybody that's in the chat room and everybody that's going to download this show tomorrow. Y'all show will never, ever be like this motherfucking show. And you know why it won't be like that? Because it ain't a bitch or a motherfucking tranny or a drag queen that y'all got on y'all show that got the balls to do what the fuck I do and still come out and walk a motherfucking category because y'all think a bitch gonna throw y'all motherfucking shade. When y'all bitches get the motherfucking balls or the tits to stand up and do the motherfucking things that I do and say the things that I say out my motherfucking mouth, then y'all might have a positive fucking show that'll have motherfucking ratings that the girls wanna listen to. Every other show that's coming out or every show that's coming is gonna fail, bitch. Y'all bitches can't hold motherfucking ratings. Y'all bitches can't hold callers. Nobody want to hear y'all. You got a fucking show with 9 motherfucking co-hosts on it that sound like a bunch of motherfucking cackling motherfucking hyenas, and everybody's talking over each other, and everybody's cutting everybody off. Get some motherfucking organization in your motherfucking show, you nasty-ass cum-guzzling motherfucking faggot chill.
Don't forget to follow the 5 proper P's. Proper planning prevents poor performance.
Yeah, this is exactly. And now this is the first time that Jasmine has seen me do the show, and I read the girl, and she see exactly what I look like. Bitch, I'm performing out the mouth and everything, and I need another motherfucking cigarette. This faggot got me mad.
Ooh.
I had the pool. She looked great.
Honey. Now, read it that. Roger that.
Faggot.
I'm so glad, Akeisha, when I tell you, I'm so glad that RR continued to talk and that Akeisha came on and she pressed 1 and I didn't see this message after I had hung up the show because then I would have really been pissed.
But why do you think people hide behind the radio show? And then when it's time for them to be put on blast, they're afraid to come out and, you know, defend themselves. Because at the end of the day, you know, if they come on Monday night and try to defend themselves, wouldn't you think that would be a little bitch-assness?
It is. It is because they just, you know, they just have, you know, this is the thing. The girls, this is the difference between myself and those girls over there. They want to throw catty, underhanded shade instead of just coming out and just do it. And this is what I have. This is what I explain to my sister Cooley all the time. I love her, but she comes out and she does a lot of things and she say a lot of things. But a lot of the things that she say and a lot of the things she do is not really her. It's other girls that's doing it, and then they want to throw her underneath the bus. Those bitches can't throw anybody underneath the bus. They can't even ride on the
bus.
But
what I don't understand, Kelly, is if you have co-hosts on your show, why would you throw your fellow co-host under the bus to get your ratings up for the evening?
Because they can't keep callers. They can't keep callers. They can't, you know, and then he just ran. Let me tell you, I'm going to be 100% honest because I had this conversation the other day. Okay? We have a premier show here on this show, okay? You can only see, Milan wants to sit and lie to y'all girls when y'all listen to this show. Oh, we have 191 callers. I'm going to be 100% honest with y'all right now on Blog Talk Radio. When you're doing this show, you can have up to a certain amount of callers, but you can only see the first 74 callers. You can have a whole bunch of callers. You don't know how many callers you have until the show is over and you go look at the transcript. That's when you know exactly how many callers you had for the night, how many people listen from the chat room, how many people download the show and everything, and that's at the end of the show. But he want to sit here and lie and tell y'all, oh, I got 199 people listening to my show. Oh, we got hands up. Everybody pressing 1. We got hands up. Let's go. And then you go to his callers and they get them like, I didn't press 1. That's because Milan's just going there. He's picking numbers to have people to come on because nobody's pressing 1. Bitch, I ain't never been a bitch about that. I have to lie about motherfucking
thing.
Well,
Milan, if
here.
That's true, can you please call in and defend yourself if it's true or if it's not true? Because as a broadcaster, you need to defend your radio show. So I would hope that you or one of your constituents would come on and defend that. because if you're not defending it, then it must be true. So let's play some.
Let me tell you how true it is. I'm gonna tell you how true it is. Where was I at? Where was I at three weeks ago? I was in Atlanta. And I left Atlanta at 8 o'clock on Amtrak coming back to New York. You already know when you're on Amtrak and you're going through the woods, your phone drops down. Keep dropping off and off. Your phone keep dropping, okay? Bitch, when you call into this motherfucking show here, Tender Chops, it says the show you wishing to listen to is full. Every time I dial my alarm number, when I get service back on my on the train, I got right through. So that's how you already know she don't have callers and ratings like that. Because if you ever call a motherfucking show and you get right through, the lines ain't jam-packed. These lines stay jam-packed. The girls are always hitting up over here saying, clear the lines. We're trying to get up on the phone lines.
So are you saying that you really think that he hung up on Arnold Allure last night?
Yes, he did. Yes, I think he hung up on Arnold. I think he hung up on that other child that called in and said about Kelly sitting Temperance down and why is Temperance always coming for Kelly. He hung up on her. They kept cutting Alexis off when Alexis was voicing her opinion. Yes, they do the same thing that they complain about over here. Honey, and when Shawnice was on the show last night, and Shawnice was trying to apologize to me, he kept trying to cut Shawnice off at every motherfucking thing, because he's a motherfucking hypocritical-ass motherfucking faggot, Miss Thang. He needs
do
to go
think Camaro was trying it when he said that Country was Father Chanel last night?
Yeah, you know, they always want to throw shade, and then they want to come and attack people for certain different reasons, like all the opinions they had about Clinton and Ball and Atlanta. The only reason they had so many harsh opinions because they paid for their table early, and then they gagged when they got to the ball and their table was in the back, and so they had so many opinions that they had to say.
In a sense, though, that's, you know, that's not fair. They pay for their table in advance. They should have had their table up front. You know, that's only fair. And I mean, that's a legitimate read. You can't take that away from them. You know, you can't say that they shouldn't read about that, because you would definitely read about that if you did it.
Oh, yeah, I would read about them having my table where they had it at, but I wouldn't come and bash their ball and everything that they did at their ball. I would read about where they had my table at, and I paid for my table first. I would read about that, but I'm not going to come here and I'm not going to criticize A Ball or no type of thing because they threw me in the back. Bitch, please.
Well, all I know is Rodney better fasten his seatbelt for Monday night because they're going to light into his ass like wildfire. Because trust and believe, Rodney, you went in tonight and they're going to read you for that one. They're going to get you.
You know they are.
They're going to get you, Rodney. They're going to get you one way or another.
Let's hope it's one way. I
but the other way, they're going to get you on the panel.
If I'm not muted, I will call.
I know, that's right. That if you're not muted.
Right.
Mm.
Hold on. Wait. Oh, my God. Hold on. I just was told I have callers. Hold on. Let me see. I have to refresh my system, honey. Hold on. Ew. Oh, I have a whole lot of callers. Hold on. 267-259, you're live on the air.
Yes. In the name of Dr. Marvin Harlins, let the church say amen.
Wow.
Amen.
And I thank
you. Thank you, Maya. Hold on, we have another caller. 857-334, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Rodney. Hi, Londa. Divine.
Okay. Hey, Paris.
And the reason I'm calling is for you. You told me to call in and stuff so you can apologize publicly on the radio show.
Yes.
I was going to let it go. Wait, let me finish. I was going to let it go because I was advised to, so I said I was just going to pay it. But that last comment saying you don't see it, that's fine. I'm going to be a lady tonight because I'm kind of busy, so I'm just saying this, and I have my friend on hold. You don't have to see me because everyone sees you. Everyone sees that you're an older queen and you have nothing. It's all that you can hold on to, and that's the reason why you think it's okay for you to be nasty. We all see that. You don't have to see me. We see you. You have a great night and the rest of your day.
Wow. Everybody can tell us their opinion, but at the end of the day, this is what happens when you try to be nice and apologize to people in a respectable manner. They come back with shade. I never even asked you to call in last night to bring up something that happened eons ago that you were still pressed about. So I guess this was your opportunity to finally get some closure on that night that you felt you needed closure on, and I respect you for that. So at the end of the day, hooray for you.
Baby, I like to get live on the air.
Can somebody get Kelly a Pepsi and a Milky, please, because she needs it. Why was you going off like that, girl? Calm down.
Miss Saint, because I don't like the girls to sit here. I don't like the girls to sit here and make little comments and all types of motherfucking shit, Miss Saint. Bitch, you can't don't come for something, Miss Saint. Don't come for something until you reach that plateau. Miss Saint.
The best shade is no shade at all. You kill these bitches with kindness. Sometimes everything doesn't deserve a response. You know, sometimes when you defend yourself to people and make them feel like they have something over you, and sometimes it's expensive to just let them talk.
Oh no, I know some things just don't deserve a thing. Because if that's the case, I would have came up here and I would have read about what I seen when I first got up this afternoon on Facebook. But I didn't even address it. I paid it because I was the one that put the video out of the ball this Saturday of me walking face. And I don't know how Malone got a hold of it. Oh, he probably, one of the girls probably gave him the link. And, you know, and the girls want to sit and want to read and all types of things and make their little comments underneath the video and all types of things. So what I think I'm going to do for the girls is I'm going to make a collaboration of all the videos, and I'm going to put them out for the girls. I'm going to make a collaboration. I'm going to get the video from, I'm going to get the video of me slaying Temperance, and I'm going to put that out. I'm going to get the video of me and Shay Shay, and I'm going to put that out. And I'm going to get the video of Jay Lee and Tamara, and I'm going to make a collaboration of all three of those videos and put them out for all the girls.
Okay, Kelly, well, let me ask you this. Let's get on Malone's show for a minute. So now, you know, originally when you first had the show, it was you, Jennifer, and rest in peace, and Nicole, right?
Yes.
Okay, Nicole, you know, traveled with you, you know, for the past 3 years off and on. So now she's finally gone. So how do you feel about the show, Nicole starting her own show?
How do I feel about Nicole starting her own show?
Yeah.
Well, Nicole is my sister, so I'm not going to really say too much about Nicole starting her own show, but exactly. Alexis?
Uh-huh.
I gave you my opinion on it.
Oh, okay. All right. Bring it back to home.
Put you back on. Okay. Hold on. Let me put Alexis back on hold. Okay. Alexis is back on hold, honey. I don't know. Somebody asked a question, and so. Do you want me to say your name? Oh, somebody asked a question. They told me not to say their name, but they asked a question, and they gave them, and the question came, and I don't want nobody to think that I asked this question, and I'm being shady. They said, well, who's going to pay for her show? And I don't know. Is that question for Alexis, or was that question for me? To the person that's hitting me up. Oh, hold on. Let me bring her back on. Alexis?
Yes?
Alexis, a question just came through on Facebook, and they gave the right. Ask Alexis, who's going to pay for her show?
I'm not quite sure who's going to pay for her show. I just saw the group, and she said the show starts on the 19th. So, you know, being a patron of Ballroom, I will, you know, patronize the show. So. But I don't know who.
My thing is, why would someone be interested in her finances? Because evidently, if she's starting a production of her own, she probably already dealt with the financial backing of her show. So for someone to want to know who's sponsoring her, as if she couldn't really sponsor herself, it doesn't really take that much coins to do a radio show. Evidently, so many people have started a show, so it must not cost that much.
Oh, my God, Bissette. I'm not going to sit here, Bissette, because, see, I'm not going to sit here with these questions that y'all asking, because if I ask Alexis these questions that y'all sending me, Nicole's going to be calling my phone after the show, and she's going to think that I'm attacking her. So I'll send these questions over to Alexis, and if Alexis wants to answer these questions, then Alexis can answer these questions and everything. Honey, I'm not. Alexis, you had a lot of opinion on these questions in the Elite Room, so it shouldn't be a problem with you answering them on the radio.
What? Answer what question?
Paying for the show and affording to go to balls and all types of things. They said you answer these questions in the Elite Room.
Hold on. Paying for what? This is the first time this has ever came up. So whoever the fuck that is, get your shit together. Apparently, you're not in the Elite Group. Nobody ever said anything about paying for a show.
Oh, no, this person is in the Elite Group.
Okay, well, then I know. Who said anything about somebody paying for a show? Well, I mean, I'm looking through the... Tell them to tag me in the phone, because I don't know the phone.
Oh, wait, hold on. Now I got another IM coming through. Who is this? Sending me this other IM. Hold on. Because now I got a whole bunch of other. Oh, my God. Hold on. Now Nicole is here. Hold on. Let me see. Okay. Here she goes. Nicole, you're live on the air.
Hold on. You tell Marcus to keep it the fuck to you.
Oh, shit. Nicole? Oh, wait. Hold on. 323-762, you're live on the air.
Hi, Kelly.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who is this?
It's Esco, baby.
Hey, Esco, what's going on?
Nothing, honey. It's been a long time. You been all right?
Yes, I'm wonderful.
Okay. Don't kill the messenger, girl. Milan have asked me to call in on her defense. She's on the set right now at work, but she said she don't have to prove a motherfucking thing. She lives in Hollywood Hills. She buys out tables and bars, and she drives a Lamborghini. So please stop being so pressed and leaving her. She's living her life like it's golden, baby.
Tell me, she's on the set right now,
and she said, please, Esco, I keep getting all these texts. Everybody's telling me to call in. I can't. I'm on set. I can't even be on my phone. And she just texted me and asked me to please relay this message.
You text Milan back, and you tell Milan I said to get on Jack and suck my dick.
Oh, my God. Well, I don't want to go back and forth, honey. I'm just the messenger, honey. Don't kill or come for me.
I'm not killing anyone, baby. I'm not killing the messenger.
I get along with everybody. I love the kids.
You know what? To all y'all girls that's texting Milan and all of these things, tell her exactly what I said, honey. Tell her my Jack account is up and it's working, Miss Day. If she want me to skin her face like all...
too, girl.
Yeah. If she want me to skin her face like all the bitch queens do, then she get off Jack. Hit me up on Jack.
Oh, my God. Our Jack don't reach out to New York, girl. Don't go 50-mile radius, Pete.
Oh, it's a 50-mile. Well, I'll be in LA real soon.
We can't see all the way out there, geez. I got me one too, baby. I love
you. Baby, I'll be in LA real soon.
Okay, well, when you get here, honey, you gotta turn it up.
Okay.
All right. Have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night. The next, Alexis, I'm gonna pitch you back on hold because your background is loud.
Okay.
The next caller we have is 718-304. You're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, RR. Hello, Divine. Hello, Rodney, if he's still on.
Yes.
Yes. Kelly, you know, I don't really too much know the situation that's going on between you and Milan or whatever, but, you know, I ask you just remain the lady that you are. Don't let people get you upset to that point or whatever, that you have to start losing focus of who you are. Understand what I'm saying to you?
Yes.
Don't allow people to do that, to take you out of character. Don't ever do that.
I'm not.
You know, just remain the lady that you are, you know. And I don't know, like, it seems like you, Milan, have been gone at it forever. And my question is, will you guys ever come to some kind of, you know, I don't know, resolution or something like that?
I'm gonna be 100%. I'm gonna be 100% honest with y'all. I came to a resolution as a respectable woman and everything, because my plans that I had. I'm gonna be 100% honest with everybody that's on this radio. My plans that I had was to bust that bitch in her mouth after the awards ball was over. But I said, you know what? That's going too drastic. I'm just going to pay it, and I'm just going to let the situation just go. And that's where I said I was going to go. And my sister Jasmine told me, no, don't do that. Just, you know, be a mother and pay it. So that's what I did. But then you see, when you pay things and you let things go, girls think that they can push you into a corner. And then that's when you have to, you know, let these girls know. And I think that's what it is. It's been a very long time since I bust a bit in their mouth, and I think the girls think that something's really sweet about me. So I think I need to bust a bitch in their mouth so the girls can know, oh, she still got it in her.
Wow. Mm-mm-mm-mm. Well, hopefully, I hope it doesn't come to that or whatever, but, you know, it is what it is. If you got to do what you got to do, you know, but, you know, I mean, it's crazy or whatever. It's really insane. Is Divine still on?
Oh, wait, hold on. Let me, because you know her background be loud. Hold on. Let me unmute her. Divine!
Oh. I'm right here. No wonder I've been talking shit. Nobody heard me. Y'all tried it.
Baby, your background had that bad echo. You had the echo. That's why we had muted you.
Oh, okay. Might be that. What's going on, everybody?
Hey, Divine. How are you?
I'm good. And yourself?
I'm well. I was wondering where you were. Now I see what the problem was.
Is it still echoing now?
No, I can't.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, wow. I don't know what that's about, but I don't hear an echo. Okay, how about now?
Rodney, are you still there, Rodney?
Yeah, I'm over here looking at this
ballroom
thing. You know, I'm on Facebook reading this shit.
Milan has put up, for somebody that's sure on the set in this thing and supposed to be shooting whatever they shooting and all types of things, he put up a long rebuttal for you also, Rodney.
Oh, Rodney saw it because Rodney came up and said something first.
Right.
No, let me read it. No problem. I'm not referring to you. I know you will call into Ballroom A-List because you are an A-lister with a heartbeat, meaning you always really spark conversation and get your chime in anyway. I'm referring to the girls that think their opinion holds any merit with me. Honestly, I have more of a following than every person on that cast combined, over 146,000 followers on Twitter, proof, Twitter, Milan Gordy, blase, blase, three Facebook pages with over 5,000 and 1,000 subscribers on all. The girls will never get a fan base so vast, and they will never get me to bring my fan base over to their set again. Have fun dedicating yet another show to Milan Christopher. It only brings attention to just how fab it is over this way
I guess that's what it is anyhow.
You know what?
And how naughty
that?
Is the other side of the street. He said it once, and I'll say it again. Fucking jokes.
You know what's fierce about that? Let me say this, Kelly. What's fierce about that is Milan is a very smart, manipulating, calculating individual that he doesn't even have to voice his opinion on the show. He had people delegated enough to call and do his work for him, which makes him more superior than other people are giving him credit for, because he's still giving you what you want without you having to be able to deal with him.
Oh,
you better
well,
work, Milan.
Nobody's not really hold on. Nobody's not really thinking about Milan, because if anybody wants to know, baby, bitch, Google me, bitch. Okay, that's what I need to say to that. Google me. My name rings motherfucking bells. And you're not the only one with three Facebook pages, baby. Get it together, okay, girl? Okay. So all y'all girls is IMing her and texting her. She's saying she on the set and she's not listening to the show. We know she listens to the show. She says she wouldn't miss a day of this motherfucking show. So I know she's on the phone lines and she listens to this show, bitch. You want me? You want a piece of this? Check me out on Facebook at Kelly Hunter. Check me out on Facebook at Mother Kelly Couture. Check me out at Kelly Couture. Check me out at overall Mother Kelly Couture. All four of my Facebook pages have over 5,000 friends, and I still have about 500 friends pending on each one of my motherfucking pages with the girls wanting to be here. I don't even know half of the people that's on my Facebook page. I don't even know a majority of the girls. They just speak to me. I don't do Twitter. That's not for me. I need to let the girls know every move and every shake that I make, Miss Thing. Okay? Your first show field, that should be a point right there for you to know that it's not working, and then you want to come and get another show with a whole bunch of laughing hyenas to Miss Day that can't even hold a conversation, that can't really articulate and sit there and everybody's talking over everybody and it's just unorganized and everything. Have some motherfucking control for your motherfucking show if you want to come for me, faggot. Okay? Nobody needs you here to be on this show. We don't even have to mention your name, and the girls are going to still listen to this show, Miss Day. You see, I wanted to hang up the show over an hour ago, Miss Day, and the girls get upset because I wanted to hang up the show because they love this show, Miss Day. When I come out on the show and I say I'm going to stop doing the show, it's all types of outpours and love, and the girls don't want me to do this show. This show makes their day. You know what I'm going to do for y'all? I'm going to go to my Facebook and all the messages that I get from my fans and people that listen to the show all over. I'm going to post them all over Facebook how the girls love this show and it just does something for the day. This show pumps the girls, baby. The girls love to download this show and listen to it on their iPod. If y'all can read all the comments on my Facebook and on Rodney's Facebook and Devon's Facebook, the girls love this. They love us. We are the voice, Miss Day. You will never be the voice. You can never hold the candle to my motherfucker. You can't even hold the match to my motherfucking candle, Miss Day. I am the motherfucking voice of motherfucking reason. I am the voice of the ballroom when it comes to motherfucking radio. Milan, stop trying. To try is to fail. You already failed once. And you're still coming?
Why do you girls keep doing what the girls tell
me? I'm having fun. I'm having fun because I could be out in the den playing pool. Honey, I'm having fun right now, or in the jacuzzi or in the pool right now. I'm just having fun, bitch. Y'all girls think, y'all, everybody really think that this gets to me. It don't get to me. I'm just having fun because, bitch, I'll hang up the phone and go finish enjoying my time down here in Florida. I'm having fun with all of this. So every time she picks up a message, I'm going to rebuttal and just have fun until the time is over for the show. And I'm having fun. And after the show is over, I don't think about this because I have a life outside of ballroom. Baby, and this is the only, I was just having this conversation with Jasmine earlier. I love Rodney and Devon. I love to come down here to Jasmine's house because this is the first time in all my years of coming to Jasmine's house, Devon and Rodney, that I have ever went outside of Jasmine's house and went and did stuff in Orlando this trip right here.
Kelly, I have a question.
Yeah.
Why did you tell Nicole not to come onto the show?
Oh no! I didn't have anything to do with that. CEO and founder, you around? Are you listening? I have anything to do with that? That's not my doing.
But I thought it was an open forum for anyone who wanted to call in, especially if their name is being mentioned.
And that was not my doing. CEO, founder, the lady that pays the bills, that requesting you on the line. Lenny, they're requesting you. Hold on, I'm waiting.
I would think that was some kind of shade because everybody has the right to defend themselves. Y'all are begging Milan to come on, but you have someone who wants to come on and defend themselves, but you won't let them. And the person who y'all want to come on is paying y'all dues, and y'all keep talking about them. I don't get it.
What happened with Nicole?
Nicole says she wanted to come on and defend her status about her radio show and everything, and no one wants to allow her that forum. And I think it's an injustice to someone who used to be a co-host and who is still your Judy.
Oh, hold on.
That ain't my call.
Hold on, let me refresh my screen and see if I have any. Hold on. 305-519. You're live on the air. 305-519. You're live on the air.
I'm a woman. Oh,
yeah. Was there some shade your co-host RR directed to Rodney in regards to me? That was from Harold RR.
Oh, my Lord, Harold, please. You're killing me. Keep it moving.
Oh my God. Oh, the show tonight, honey. It's show tonight, honey. Oh, as I thought. Harold is a key key, honey. I love me some Harold, honey. Harold is a fucking key key, honey. Baby.
She gave very as I thought.
Oh, you were falling out. That must have been good.
She gave what, very as she thought?
Yeah.
Yes, as he thought. You know, he articulates his words very as he thought.
That is so gay.
Oh, wow.
You know what really gets me is the fact that I've never done nothing to that man but raise his status, and every time he gets a chance, he wants to read me.
I'm here. What's up?
I don't get it. I just don't get it. I'm just... Oof.
Jasmine is on the line.
Hello.
Hey, Jazz. What was the name with Nicole said she was trying to come on to the show and y'all wouldn't let her on the show?
I don't want Nicole on the show.
Who?
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I don't want to hear, listen, I'm personally tired of hearing all this shit about Milan, and we're not going to turn this into Nicole, and we're not going to sit here and promote other people's show, and that's the bottom line. Everyone wants to sit here and attack this show. Everybody wants to sit here and have so much to say about this show, but yet they want to use this platform to express or use this radio show in their messages or subliminal messages or whatever, and I get tired of hearing it. So bottom line is everybody continues to use their format that they have and leave our name out of it. That's it. That's personally how I feel about it. As far as Milan goes, me and Milan had an understanding that he is more than welcome to come on this show. That was the agreement that we had in order to make the peace. But ever since his show started, like Kelly did say, and like I have listened a few times, there has been personal attacks from subliminal messages in reference to the show. It wasn't coming out of Milan's mouth, and I have a lot of respect for Milan, and I think Milan is a very successful person, and I've told him before, I just think his attitude sometimes that makes is his downfall, but, you know, it wasn't really personally him attacking, but now it's him attacking. But I'm not going to step into it, and I'm not going to be a part of it. Kelly said what she had to say. Do I agree with what she had to say? No. But I don't believe that we should continue to even talk about it. And now we're not going to go from one ship and one boat and jump into a whole new boat with the Nicole back and forth and how she can pay for a show and how people feel about her and all the rest of this stuff. She has a show coming. She has a show coming on. People can call her show. Stop going in the room. Stop having on the group talk. She has a show, and I wish her the best, and I know she will do good. I have always supported her, but you guys can call her show and ask her, how is she paying for her show? Or how can she afford to pay for a show, but she hasn't been to a ball? You guys can ask all those questions on her show, but we're not going to turn this into the radio awards and all the rest of that bullshit. So I said no. Do not bring them on. Let's leave it alone. Change topic, or I will see you guys tomorrow for the State of Emergency show. But that's pretty much how I feel about it. Does anyone have a problem with that?
Wow. No, how could we? You pay the bill.
I mean, let's be honest. It's stealing. Why are you going to use this show to question that?
No, I don't have a problem with that. I was just, you know, I don't know anything that was going on. I was just listening. But, you know,
I know you, Devon, don't have a problem with it. But for anyone to call someone else and everybody has all these opinions, please, enough of that. Because, listen, let me tell you guys the truth. Y'all want to know the truth? The truth is my phone is constantly ringing about each and every person that has been a co-host on this show, everybody. And I have argued with their house members, their house leaders, their house children, and I have defended them to be a part of this show and allowed them to do it. Each and every one of them. Each and every one of y'all on this phone. Believe it or not. I'm not going to continue to be Mother Teresa. And I'm glad people are moving forward with their own stuff. I'm not going to sit here and get caught up in the middle of that all the time. The only one I'm going to defend and the only one person I'm going to be on the side is my own, and that's Kelly. Everybody else, do your own thing.
I think people get entertainment confused with seriousness. You know, some of these subjects are just brought up just to stir shit up because that's what people like to do on talk. You know what I mean? On talk show. They don't just, you know, they like a little controversy. So I think that's something.
I agree with you, Devon.
But then what happens is once the controversy gets going and the ball gets rolling, it's like a ball coming down. It's like a snowball coming down the hill. It gets bigger and bigger, and then when it impacts, when it hits somebody, they don't like it.
But you know what? You know what works me with this whole situation? This is what works me with this situation, okay? Because I want to be 100% honest and I'm going to be real with y'all. What works me with the situation is how bitches want to sit here on the phone with Jasmine, and they want to give, oh, I'm such to Georgia Peach, and I don't want no problem with the House of Blahnik and the House of Couture and all types of things. I just want to
every
roll
time,
this over.
Well,
hold on, let me finish. Hold on. But and you know, and I know exactly how Milan gets and the things that Milan say and the things that Milan do. So you know, I just want to come to the source and get to the problem. But then that's the main bitch on that show that want to keep bringing my name up and throwing motherfucking underhand motherfucking shade and all types of shit. But you want to be the one to try to mold all of this shit over with Jasmine, bitch. I'll crush you bitches like a motherfucking fly. I don't want these bitches think they want to sleep on me and want to play with me, and I will crush these bitches. I don't do that fake and that phony shit. I ain't never been a fake,
oh,
even been
God.
A phony bitch.
But
that's
no.
Jazz, man.
Uh-oh. Where is Jazz, man? Where are you?
I was listening to our conversation, but go ahead.
You talking to Harold?
Kelly Harold was coming on or something?
No, okay, I think it's R.R. talking to Harold in the background.
Oh, was that R.R. talking to Harold?
But it's her job to be shady like that, so that's why I called you, because I need to talk to you. I'm not doing a third party.
Well, we're just getting the tea and live. Everybody.
This is a mess. I mean, Harold?
Oh, let's hear what it say, though. Let's
bring her on. If she's there, bring her on. Bring her on.
You're calling, you're live on the air.
Jasmine, you know, I sat here listening to you. I was going off of Kelly bored me because I was coming for you, Kelly. And then I sat there and listened to Jasmine, and it made me understand what cripples coming through my motherfucking body, what type of person you really are. For you to sit there and say any of that stuff that you just said to me or about me, you are foolish. And for you to promote all the stuff that you run around and promote and you pretend that you're positive because you pay for the show. Well, you pay for a mess. Everything that you talk about, it is a mess. It is a mess. You are the biggest contradiction that walks the motherfucking state. I'm sick of you.
Hey, this is the problem, Nicole. This is your problem.
You are so fierce. You get people.
How am I fierce?
You know what you do? You gather up people. You remind me of some type of creature. You get from one person to the next person, and they get you to where you need to be. And then you drop them. But when you drop them,
you wanted to bring this
and
on,
you build
right?
Your foundation.
Who read you? Who read you when I'm sitting here defending you? See, this is what your problem is. This is what everybody is saying about you.
No. That's what your story is. Remember, I've been here for 3 years. Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Nicole, first of all, I'm talking to you. This is your problem. This is your problem. This is what I don't even understand about you people.
To be loyal to someone that God put in position, and you don't even know your fucking position. You use it.
Nicole, get off the phone.
You say, you know what? You did a good thing by taking
your fucking
title.
This is the mess, because this is the problem. They're reading you, and you sitting here attacking me. That doesn't make any sense to me. That doesn't make any fucking sense to me at all. These are the people that are reading you. These are the messages that are coming across the screens about you. And you think I want to allow this to happen on this show, and now you want to attack? You want to person who's going to, you're going to attack Kelly, and now you're going to attack me? That doesn't make any sense at all. For what? Bring it back on now, because I spoke.
How heartless are you, overall CEO?
Oh, my God. There she goes. Nicole. These are the messages that people are sending about you.
I want to come and speak to you from my heart, but your Jehovah Jireh got on the phone and fucked it all up. I never had anything. I thanked you. My show was never about you. You're so wrong, but that's because Jasmine, I did what you said. I followed your rules, and you sat here, and you.
So who's reading you? I want to ask you a question. Who's reading you?
Nothing like your show, and everything I have on it will be what I brought to your show, Jasmine. Because all is on your show because of me, Jasmine. A lot of these cycles. That's not that stupid, Jasmine. Kelly, Tony, your girlfriend, all of that. Stop playing me, my nigga. You know the way it is. Don't do that. You are heartless. You're heartless, and I expect that from you. So it's not a battle. What is for you is for you, and what's for me is for me. And I wish you well, but you are heartless.
Heartless.
First of all, Nicole, she's not listening anymore, so she didn't hear exactly
who Alexis said was sending over the questions and it was asking the questions. And Nicole is always thinking that somebody's out to attack her or somebody has something to say negative about her or anything. But I'm just sitting, I'm just actually sitting here utterly gagging. And, you know, and I just sat here and told Jasmine, let me just bring her on. And Jasmine said, okay, just bring her on. You want her on. And then you see that when I take and do something and then it turns out to be, turns into this bullshit. Nobody was sitting here. Nobody was attacking you. If you was listening to the show like you said you was listening to the show, Nicole, you would see that Alexis said who was the one that was trying it and sent over the messages about you if you was listening, okay? And if you read what the girls are writing in the chat room, because you do sit and watch the chat room, you would see all the opinions that the girls had about you. Nobody was sitting here. Nobody was attacking you or anything. And that's why I told Alexis, you know what, I'm not going to read the questions. I'm just going to send the questions directly over to Alexis, and if she wanted to answer the questions, she will be able to answer the questions. And then you want to sit here and you want to come for us and all types of things. I don't understand why. I really don't. But back to Jasmine. I'm going back on mute.
So, back to the cast. This is the shit that we deal with. This is the shit I have to deal with constantly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. After all that politicking to get you to come on the show, wow.
Oh my God.
Who said that part? Was that Divine or
That was. That was juicy. No, because we said that at the same time.
So let's get to another topic.
Why? I like that one.
Where's London?
London says she has. London says she has to go. Hold on. We have all callers. Tiana, you're live on the air.
Hi, everyone.
What's good?
Hello.
Hold on, Tiana. Before we get to our next topic. Nicole, you're back.
Kelly, I was sitting here. The reason why I'm really, really so upset is because I was sitting here listening. I did hear the show, and I was listening for a long time, and you were talking, and you kept saying y'all, and you started talking about, I was asking about people doing co-hosts dirty, and why do they do that to their fellow co-hosts, and you kept throwing y'all. So I hit you up to say, sister, congratulate me, and you never responded back because my show had nothing to do with you, and I made sure that I based it around nothing that you did, but what I learned
Nicole,
from y'all.
Nicole, I have not been on Facebook. First of all, you already know everything I'm going through. I have not been on Facebook. The only thing I have been doing on Facebook is I put up a status, I post pictures, I have not responded, I have not looked at anything on Facebook since I have left New York City last week Wednesday. The only thing I'm doing is putting up statuses and posting pictures. I'm not looking at nothing, I'm not responding to nothing or anything. The only time that I get on Facebook and see what's going on in Facebook is when I sit here in front of this computer to do this radio show. And if they're not talking about the radio show, I do not want to talk about anything that is going on Facebook. I will deal with everything that's going on Facebook and look at my Facebook and comment back on everything that everybody is sending me next week, Monday, when I get back to New York.
Okay, that's fine, but I don't know what that has to do with what I just said. Alexis asked you a question that I asked her to ask you because of the way you were speaking, and you were going y'all and you said everybody was going to fail. Now, what was so interesting about that is that I was thinking about you all day, and I was thinking about how God puts you in a position where people don't like you and they read you, and you still just turning it, and how much you run your mouth, and you so disrespectful to him. Why he bringing, they said you're not facing this thing, we argued down. You won $500, and guess what? You were spaced that night, and you came and you went off, and there was nothing to say. So I was thinking about you all day, and I happened to call the radio to hear exactly why I wanted to fucking read you out of my love, because you've just been on my mind. I do call you to see how you're doing. I call you to check up on you. You never call me, Kelly. I do nothing to show you love. So when Alexis did that, I told her that. And the question please, okay? Let's see. You talking to me. I know where the question came from. And I'm not thinking no one is attacking me. I'm not thinking about you at all. But only when I'm thinking about what's going on really with you. Not about this. And I'm gagging that we have to go back and forth. I love you. I've never thought I know you. Jasmine, I know you. I helped bring your show to a certain level. I brought them people. So for you to say, regardless of whatever, that I couldn't, that hurts my feelings. And the co-host, Divine, that does very well. You left her gagging. I don't care what you say. Because that was, oh, wow. That was a little bit too deep because y'all could talk about everybody else. And guess what? It's not Jay. Kelly, what I got to say to you has nothing to do with the radio show, but everything to do about who you are. Bitch, you are the voice, unfortunately. Bitch, you are doing what people don't want you to do, unfortunately. But guess what? It has nothing to do with them, but what everything God is doing for you. You keep getting lovers no matter what. I mean, come on. You talk too much. I told you then. You need to be a little bit more humble. But that's you, and that's me, and I love you, and I fuck with you. So I did what I learned from you guys. I don't have a Jasmine to pay for my show. I'm doing it however I have to do it because it means that much for me. And thanks to you. People are hitting you up about how good your show is, Kelly. People are hitting me up about how good I am. And please don't stop the show. And it comes from you, Jehovah Jireh Tendon Chop, for giving me the opportunity. And you took over Wednesday and that thing, and you're doing a wonderful thing. But Jasmine, I started that. So for you to sit there and do that to me, it's not malice. I thank you guys. But I expected this, and it was so over how it happened. But Kelly, you've been on my mind all day. I heard you last night.
Nicole,
I'm going to be
100% honest with you, Nicole. I never knew nothing about you having a show or doing a show or anything.
But
until
you knew
tonight.
That was my plan eventually,
but
didn't
I,
you?
But I never knew anything about you having a show until they just brought it up in these IMs tonight. I told you.
I'm sorry, but I got to keep it real. I don't believe that, bitch. You too, because you on the screen names and groups
listen,
and stuff.
Let me tell you something. I have not, Nicole. And let me let you know how real this is. I have not been on Facebook but to post statuses and to put pictures up, and that's it. I have not commented on anything or anything. I just like what people say. I have not read anything or nothing, Nicole. And that's what Barbara DeLore says. I'm not in all of this stuff and checking all of this and looking at this.
Okay,
and all
well,
of
that's
that.
Still, that's nice, but I wasn't thinking about that for you. But Jasmine, that's a liminal statement. I'm doing the same thing you're doing, Kelly. Yes. Jasmine, I don't blow shots. I'm too real for that. I wanted you live, bitch. I wouldn't have went on the Facebook and blew shots at you, Miss Thing. I don't get down the fuck like that. It's the for real show, not tens and chops. Nobody get chopped and nobody get tens. It's for real. That's the difference, Jasmine. I wouldn't have did that to you. So you sitting there talking about people blowing shots. I don't talk about this show. I don't make it. Why would I do that? That's so stupid. And you would think that I'm that type of person.
Who would talk to show
which type
show?
Of person you are, Jasmine? I'm gagging at you.
That's your problem. You don't listen.
To you?
Well,
I'm not doing
what
everybody else did. I did that already. And look what you did. I listened to you already.
Oh,
you
my
see,
fucking
this is
God.
Why you gotta be careful, people.
I'm not going to sit here and go back and forth with you because you don't
know
fucking
you know
listen.
What? I'm not either
the
because of
you.
Is you make me upset right now.
About
and
yourself.
I don't want to disrespect you, so I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say this. It's no malice. It's not about y'all. And you know what? Sometimes I don't know how to do it, but I just put my faith all in God because it is something that's busting out of me. We had that conversation.
This is really
Jasmine,
fucking sad how you sit here and you support people, and you sit here and give them
the
vote of confidence,
you
and you sit there and
you
go from the whole thing. Cut the fucking bullshit, Nicole. Cut the fucking bullshit.
Oh,
your own house didn't want you to be a part of this fucking show, and I sat here and defended you. Everybody wanted to keep
you
on the show.
I don't give a fuck.
And
how many people
you here?
See, that's a mad problem.
You don't
care
about
what people are saying. What people are doing. What you doing.
You sit here. You sit here talking about Jasmine.
Oh, girl, that play is bad for me. Don't attack me. That don't impress me. That don't impress me. You are cool. And you can't say nothing to me, Jasmine. Wow, you better stop. You better stop. You will pay for that. You better stop. Because you're working your own life. Because it means
means nothing to me, Jasmine.
Or get high.
Or suck a dick. Or get fucked.
I know what you mean by that. I don't know what the hell's going on with y'all though. I was lost on that. That was weird. No shade.
It doesn't make any sense.
Okay, well, let's lighten the moment because y'all really wow. That was like an online counseling session. Y'all really just like got to shout it out in front of the psychiatrist.
Right. They got a chance to vent all the stuff that was inside and clean all that garbage out. And Jasmine, you needed
like
that because you were calling
on
to a lot.
Ruby. They were on the Chanel couch. We were just listening.
Yeah.
Let it out. Yes,
Jasmine, you needed that. You needed to get all that out because you've been holding it in for months and months and months and months.
Yeah,
and
please. They all need to get in a room and lock the door and just go.
Yes. Yes. Now, tomorrow, you all need to go out for lunch.
Ain't nothing wrong with putting a little hair. I done got a hold of one of my sisters before. It's no tea.
That don't make no sense. Everybody, child, it just doesn't make any sense to me at all.
You're right.
It doesn't. It really fucking doesn't make any sense.
Well, it's 1:40. You want to do last comments and probably wrap it up? Where's
Kelly?
Kelly's
not at the computer. She went to the bathroom.
Oh, okay. Rodney, are you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay. Alexis, you still there?
Yeah, Keenan.
Okay.
That was crazy.
Alexis? You just start this shit up and hit it.
Alexis, you done started this shit up and hit it.
Well, I'm still here.
You still here?
Yes, I am.
How do you feel about the situation that you you put the gasoline on?
That's
Diana.
Yeah. No, it's Diana. I just want to say Dennis got sold, too. Y'all forgot to say that.
Alexis, you're live, Kelly said.
Okay. First of all, that is not me.
Oh, that's not you? Okay.
No, that's not.
Okay.
I was laying in the bed, and I just kept getting these notifications about getting tagged in the post. So I pulled out my iPad and called the show to find and hear them going at it. What did I start? I didn't do anything. I asked a question. So
How did I get involved in all this? Hello? I didn't hear you. What you say? I've gotten like notifications saying that I started something. No, that was a joke. It was a joke. No. Oh, okay. It was a joke. Ooh. I'm sorry. Oh, yes, get ready, Alexis. It's how y'all stop concentrating the fall. The what?
Diana.
Don't get quiet on me, Biggie.
Internet.
Somebody found a real bad echo.
Whose phone is it?
Kelly need to get on here and get to the computer, huh?
Where's she at? Isn't she at the poolside?
Yeah, she's here, but she's walking in and out the house. I don't know what she's doing. Anthony, how you doing?
What's the problem?
I just have my...
Okay, I'm back.
Who is that? Y'all keep forgetting, honey, this is a big house, honey. So, baby, when I get up, honey, it takes me a long time to get through the house. I'm fat.
Sweetie, you keep saying we keep forgetting. We've never been there to the mansion, honey.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Pleasure.
I was on the other side of the house.
Yes.
So, y'all were calling for me? What's tea?
Oh, no, we were saying it's almost 2 o'clock. Do you want to start the wrap-up?
No, wait, hold on. Let me see. Do we have any other callers? Hold on. We have one more caller. 267-259. You're live on the air.
Yes. Hello.
Yes, Maya.
I am in gag nation that for the first time you was trying to calm Jasmine down. I heard you in the background.
It's a difference, you know, me and Jasmine, it's like it's been a long time since we did the show with each other, and, you know, and she sees exactly how I be enraged, and I be got one cigarette already lit in the ashtray, and I forget about that cigarette and light another cigarette, and I be here, my eyes are just out of control, and she's here, and she's just going crazy sitting in her office, and then I walk in, you know, and her husband's trying to calm her down and pat her back, and I tell her to calm down because, baby, she gave me her black side came out, honey. She was as dark as me up in here, honey.
Yeah.
But I hope
everything is okay with the both of them and they get this whole kid out. That's what it's about.
Yeah.
They just need some time because Nicole is really a sweet person. She really is.
Yes, I just have one more thing to say.
I do believe that Nicole, you know, she did her part on this show, and, you know, I think the respect is due to her. However, it was not, you know, Jasmine talking about her badly. She was defending her. So I hope they do work that out.
Yes. We're definitely gonna work it out, but we're definitely gonna wrap it up. So one by one, can everybody say good night?
Well, good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
What's going on tomorrow?
It's a state of emergency, episode 11.
About?
I think it's 10.
Episode 10.
Are you going to do the topic tomorrow about the young man who called in about his family not accepting his sexuality?
Yeah, we're going to talk about acceptance and the stuff of that nature.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yes, that's definitely going to be going on tomorrow night. So everybody definitely tune into that. Hold on. Okay. Jasmine, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. See you tomorrow.
Okay. Alexa, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night.
Okay. Well, tomorrow night, it will definitely be State of Emergency, Episode 11, with the legendary icon, CEO Jasmine Couture. She's definitely going to be on talking about how the young gay children be treated by their family and being an outcast with their family outside of the scene, and everything that they do, their family definitely want to say, is it because you're gay, that's why you're going through this, and that's why you're going through that. She's definitely going to be on live with that tomorrow night, so definitely tune into that. Definitely, if you have any young children in your house that's going through this same problem and would like to definitely come on the line and be a part of that, definitely tell them to definitely call into the show. They don't have to give their name. They could just, you know, tell their story. Or if anybody's out there in the gay community and have a story and definitely want to talk about their story, feel free to definitely call in here tomorrow because it's definitely going to be a great topic. You don't have to mention your name. Private callers will definitely be accepted as long as you're being respectful and you're going on with the topic and you're not trying to get off of the topic. Like I tell you every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you definitely do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I'll be live back on the air on Monday night when I'll be back in New York City, or I'll be in transit next week Monday. And we'll definitely be doing the recap show of whatever happens this weekend in Ballroom. I love you all. Good night.
You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
Cut, 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 cut
meow, 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 meow,